Nine.
Ready?
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, for night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And when he said these things, he spit on the ground and made clay with saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. And so he went and washed, and he came back seeing. It's interesting, Jesus, when his disciples saw the blind man, they said, what was the reason for this? Did he sin or did his parents sin? Apparently, they had a belief and they were taught that if you had a disease or if you had some sort of a sickness, that perhaps that was due to the fact that you didn't have God's blessing upon your life. That's kind of how the people lived in that kind of a religious culture. And so Jesus really clarified their theology by telling them, this man didn't sin, his parents didn't sin, but the works of God are going to be done in his life as a result. Now imagine, Jesus healed many different blind men. This wasn't the first blind man that he had healed. We have record of him healing a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus and others. But this particular healing was unique. Jesus didn't heal everyone the same way every time. This was unique to any other time. Imagine a blind man, his eyes are closed. He hears them talking, but he can't see them. And suddenly he hears this sound. He hears somebody spit. It's Jesus. It's okay. Jesus spit. Jesus spit into the ground, and he makes clay with the saliva, and he makes like a mortar, and he puts it on his eyes. Could you imagine you're a blind man, suddenly hear, and the next thing you feel is right in your eye. You'd be like, who just spit in my eye? And why is there dirt in my face? You know, that's what he was experiencing. And then as he's got this thing on his eyes, Jesus tells him, now I want you to go down to the pool of Siloam, and I want you to wash. And imagine this blind man making his way through the city with clay on his eyes to the pool of Siloam. That takes faith. Jesus said, go and I want you to wash. So he goes down and he begins to wash his eyes. And as he washes his eyes in the pool of Siloam, for the first time in his life, he can see. His eyes are open. He's completely healed in that moment. Imagine what it would be like for a blind man to be able to see for the very first time. And by faith, he goes down and he washes and he comes up seeing. Now, what's interesting is after this, his eyes being open, his neighbors recognize him, but he's seeing. And they look at him, and John just goes on to record what happens. And they said to him, isn't this he who sat and begged and was blind? And then they said, someone said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. And then he said, I am he. So the people said, that looks like the blind beggar. And someone said, I think that is him. And then he speaks up, no, it's me. I'm the blind beggar. Now, after this happened, the Pharisees wanted to find out how this man received his sight. They also knew him. And so they asked him, how did you receive your sight? And he tells them, Jesus opened my eyes. I was sitting there. He came and opened my eyes, and I can see, and I was blind. And then they didn't believe him. So they went and they asked his parents. They said, is this your son who was born blind? Is this your son? And they said that they were very concerned because they didn't want to get cast out of the temple because anybody that associated with Jesus would be guilty. And so what happens is they said, listen, that is our son. He was born blind, but how he received his sight, we don't know. He's of age. Go ask him. So they kind of step back from it. So again, the Pharisees come and they ask him. And I love this testimony. In verse 24, they again called the man who was blind. They said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner. In verse 25, he answered and said, look at this. Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know, that I was blind and now I see. Guys, that's a testimony that every single believer has in the Lord. Every one of us are blind, blind spiritually, blinded by our own sin. But something happens when Jesus touches our eyes. He opens our eyes and we can see. And listen, this is your testimony. This is my testimony. Somebody asks you, tell me about yourself. This is it. I was blind, but now I see. It was really the theme of that song for Amazing Grace. I was blind, but now I see. Every single one of us has that testimony. Jesus spoke to us, our eyes were open, and now we can see him for who he really is. Lord, thank you that you opened our eyes. And Lord, we pray for those that are still blinded, that you'd open their eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys.